Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament, Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
今日的经文是加拉提书一章一至十节。
We will first read this responsively, first in English, and then in Chinese.
我们用启应的方式，首先是英文，然后中文。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. To whom be the glory forever and ever.Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
Even if we, our angel from heaven, preach to you the gospel of Christ,
as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive,Let him be accursed. Or am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
加拉提书一章一至十节，作使徒保罗不是由于人，也不是藉着人，乃是藉着耶稣基督。与叫他从死里复活的父神，原因为平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
我在是得的，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢么？够喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人，请坐。
Today we have a great pleasure of having Reverend David Wong join us.
因为我们很开心有王牧师为我们证道。
And he will give his message now, titled For God's Glory.
他的讲道是为着神的荣耀。
So good to see everyone.
好高兴再见到大家。
I haven't been here for a while.
好耐都冇嚟到啦。
I'm glad to see some faces I don't know.
亦都高兴见到有啲面孔我系未见过嘅。
To see that God is working in your midst.
咁感谢神佢嘅喺你中间所作嘅工。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我哋低头祈祷。
As we quiet our hearts before the Lord.
当我们来到主的面前
Let us ask for the Spirit to give us understanding.
求你的圣灵帮助我们明白你
But also obedience to follow His word.
亦都係願意去聽從主嘅話語。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲父，
we come before you now.
我哋嚟到你面前。
Give us ears that hear.
讓我哋有耳嘅當聽。
Eyes to see.
有眼嘅可以看見。
Hearts to believe.
亦都有呢個心願意去聽從去相信。
And hands and feet to follow.
有去跟隨你。
To obey you.
去服從你。
To give you glory.
去將榮耀歸翻俾你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when it comes to the Bible,
当我们讲到圣经的时候,
it's the utmost importance for us to understand and to know the very nature of the Bible.
我们要明白这个圣经的本质。
It's called God's Word.
它说是神的话语。
Because it is the very word of God.
因为是神的话语。
It doesn't just contain God's word.
不是说包含有神的话语在里面。
It is God as he speaks to us.
就是当神向我们说话。
And as God speaks to us, he reveals himself to us.
当他向我们说话的时候，他将自己向我们揭示。
God revealing himself to us is the Bible's primary purpose.
就是圣经就是最重要的地方，就是将神向我们揭示出来。
In other words, the Bible is not about us.
所以圣经不是关于我们。
Although the Bible does tell us what he expects of us.
虽然圣经会告诉我们神对我们有什么期望。
And it tells us our relationship to him.
也都讲到我们和他的关系。
It is not about us.
不是关于我们。
Now, it's our natural tendency.
我们很多时候的习惯是
to make everything about ourselves.
我们很多时候将什么东西都是跟我们自己有关。
And many of us read the Bible to see, primarily what it's saying about me.
很多时候我们看圣经说，圣经讲的关于我的什么呢？
Now, when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候，
we miss the main purpose of the Bible.
我就失卻了明白聖經最大的目的。
We miss the beauty of God's word.
亦都睇唔到聖經嘅美麗嘅地方。
And it is the beauty of this God's word that should motivate us.
其實係神嘅話語去打動我哋，推動我哋。
It should be the driving force for why we desire more of God's word.
係令到我哋對神嘅話語有更加多嘅渴求。
Now the church provides you more than just the preaching of God's word.
圣经里面讲到话，唔系净系去传讲神嘅话语咁简单。
And so it's not just about coming on Sunday to hear, your pastor preach to you.
唔系话净系嚟到星期日去听你嘅牧师讲道。
You have Sunday school provided for you.
有主日学。
To help you to understand and know more of God's word.
亦都系帮助你更加明白圣经多一啲。
And there's other opportunities that the church does provide for you.
咁其實教會亦都俾到有你有其他嘅機會
，for you to grow in God's word
喺神嘅話語裏邊去長進。
Now as a follower of Christ，
作為一個基督徒
，you should deeply desire to see God more and more in His word。
我應該係對於神嘅話語更加清楚、更加嘅明白。
You would take every opportunity to do so。
應該把握每一個機會咁去做。
So now as we look at this portion of scripture in Galatians,
我们今天看到这个加拉太书这一部分，
we will see a very important character of God.
我们看到这一段的话语。
As Paul begins this portion of scripture,
保罗在这段的这个话语一开始的时候，他这样
说， he tells us that he is an apostle of God.
他说我是主的这个的使徒。
That is not from man.
他说不是人叫我们来的。
But it's because through Jesus Christ and God the Father.
他说是藉着耶稣基督，所以天父令到我来到。
So as an apostle, he comes with the authority of God himself.
所以他来到是拿着神的权柄。
He's representing God.
他代表神。
And it is a call that can only come from God.
所以唯有这个的宣召是从神而来。
And this call is validated by two people.
而这个的呼召有两个人可以见证到。
Jesus Christ the Son.
这个圣子耶稣基督。
And God the Father.
和圣父。
As we understand in Jewish tradition,
在这个的犹太人的习惯里面，
it requires the testimony of two to validate.
很多时候需要两个人 的见证去证明一样嘢系属实。
And so as Paul was on the road to Damascus,
所以当保罗喺呢个大马色嘅路上边，
he was called by the risen Savior Jesus Christ.
佢系俾呢个复活嘅主去呼召佢。
The Lord Jesus rose from the dead by the hand of God the Father.
佢话系因为圣父嘅手令到耶稣基督去复活过嚟。
And he was given the message by Christ.
是将神将这个的信息是给过他。
And he speaks of this message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以他将这个耶稣基督的福音去带给我们。
Is that something that could be changed or distorted?
所以不可以给我们去随便去更改。
Because it is the gospel of Christ that brings God's grace.
因为是基督将他的基督的话语带给我们。
Brings grace and peace.
我们可以是有这个平安。
Now the grace that comes to us.
这个来到我们上面的恩典。
That each one who receives the grace of Christ.
我们每个人可以见到神的恩典的人。
It's because of Christ dying on the cross for us.
而是因为耶稣基督在十字架上面为到我们去死。
Now very often we think that Christ dying on the cross.It was for the, primarily for the forgiveness of our sins.
很多时候我们去宣扬这个在十字架上复活的主，是因为他宽恕了我们的罪。
Often we think of it as a display of God's love.
这个是将神的爱向我们显明。
That it was a heroic sacrifice of Christ.
是将耶稣基督为我们去牺牲。
But it was primarily for the forgiveness of God.Our sins.
但基本上边系为到我哋嘅罪得到释放。
Because it tells us in the Bible, there is no forgiveness of sins unless there is shedding of blood.
佢话除非将呢个血洒出嚟嘅时候，如果唔系罪唔能够得到赦免。
Therefore, this was an act that is absolutely necessary.
所以呢一样嘢系绝对需要做嘅。
And it was this by this grace that brings peace to us.
就因为呢个缘故因为呢个嘅恩典系将平安带俾我哋。
Bring us peace with the God that we offended.
是令到我们可以和这个我们得罪了的神能够和好。
Our sins offend God.
我们的罪去死亡。
And often we only think of our sins as hurting others.
很多时候我们看罪是我们伤害了其他人。
You know, the sin that we did against someone.
或者是得罪了人。
And so we only mistakenly think,That the only person offended is the person that we have hurt.
很多时候我觉得我得罪的只是我们得罪了那一个人。
Sometimes we even think that, you know, certain sins are okay.
有时甚至我觉得有些罪今天是可以被接纳。
That some of our sins are actually doing good for others.
或者我这样做其实是为你好的。
So, how many of us have committed a sin that we think is good for someone?
你有冇几代喺你在座嘅人，有几人觉得其实你做错一样嘢得罪人，做错一件坏事，其实你觉得系为人哋好嘅咧
？Husbands，
好多时做丈夫嘅
，Raise your hand please，
可唔可以你举起你嘅手咧
？Have you ever encountered this situation？
你有冇试过呢一个情况咧
？That your wife comes and asks you a question。
你嘅太太去嚟到问你一条问题
，And she says。She puts on her dress and gets ready for church.
佢著好衫，準備去教會。
And she says, "How do I look, honey?"
我靚唔靚啊
？And you as the husband looked at it.
你作為丈夫望下件衫。
And you think it doesn't look all that good.
認真麻麻。
But then you say,
但你諗下啦
，I look great.
哦，好靓咯
！Well, because you don't want to hurt her feelings, right?
因为你唔想去伤害佢嘅自尊。
And so you're doing something you think is good for her.
所以你覺得, 啊, 我這樣做是為你好的。
And you figure no one gets hurt. He thinks it looks good.
咁但係你諗啊, 啊, 這樣做啊,不用傷害佢的自尊啊。
What did you just do?
其實你做了什麼? 你剛剛做了什麼呢?
You just sinned.
其實亦都是一個罪。
She did not tell the truth.
你沒有將這個, 啊, 真話說出來。
But you thought you were doing good.
你這樣做,
but it is a sin that offends God.
但其實這個罪是得罪了神。
No matter how good you think you are doing,
無論你覺得你做得多好都好,
it is a God who gets offended.
是你其實是得罪了神。
You know, whenever we do something opposite of what we are told to do,
很多時候當我們做的事是跟神要我們所做的是相反的時候,
you offend the person who gave you those instructions.
你是得罪了那個本來吩咐了你要怎樣做的人。
And so, the innocent Christ,
一個無罪的主,
he goes to the cross,
他去到十字架上,
this is God's grace.
他將這個恩典給我們。
Goes because of the sins we have committed.
他為到我們做錯的罪,
that we are committing.
很多時候,
that we will commit.
我們亦都會去做錯的事。
And so that's why we are saved by grace and grace alone.
所以我們是靠著恩典是能夠去得這個寬恕。
In the same way, we must live by grace and grace alone.
所以因為這個緣故,我們都要靠著恩典去過我們的生活。
And it's by His grace that He calls us to be His disciples.
因為恩典的緣故,我們被呼召成為祂的門徒。
Even greater, He calls us His children.
亦都去呼召祂的兒女。
That is a call that only comes from God the Father.
這個呼召是從神而來。
And so Paul knows that he's been called by God to be an apostle.
保罗很清楚知道他被神呼召成为主的使徒。
And so he recognizes the fact that he needs to live his life for Christ.
所以他很清楚知道他为到基督而过去的生活。
And so he says, I have to live to please God, not to please man.
我过的生活是要去讨好神的喜悦，不是要讨人的喜悦。
And we have been called by Christ himself.
我們同樣被神去呼,基督去呼召。
And so we are to live to please Christ, not man.
我們要討神,不是人的喜悅。
You know, pleasing man comes in many, many forms.
他怎樣做,有很多種不同的方法。
Some are very obvious.
有個很明顯的。
But some are very subtle.
Sorry?
Subtle.
有些人可能呢,他是很這樣的。
You know, you do things to please man.
他做的事是要去令到人家去喜歡。
You know, when you want to recognition by the group rather than the group of men rather than of God.
他想到那組的人大家去喜歡他。
You know, somehow when we do something,
當我們做一些事的時候,
we're actually looking to please man.
很多時候我們做事是想得到人家的喜歡。
Because although outwardly,
在外面,
you might be saying, oh no, all glory to God.
Oh, 我在外面, 啊, 願神得榮耀。
But somehow, this inwardly,
但其實在內裡,
there might be a tinge in which you want to claim credit for yourself.
其實可能你自己想乘機, 啊, 拿回一些, 啊, 好處, 人, 讓人家去知道是你做的。
Well, you think to yourself, well, I did a pretty good job, didn't I?
啊, 我做得很好啊。
You know, and you're sort of patting yourself on the back.
啊, 你啊, 拍下自己的膊頭。
You're pleasing man.
你是討人的喜悅。
You're pleasing yourself.
你是討, 你想令自己去開心。
That's a subtle form of pleasing man.
這個就是很多時候人想討好人的地方。
But a more outward form.
但在外面來看,
you know, when you're in a group of non-believers,
在一些未信的人的面前,
you know, you fit in the crowd,
你想跟這堆人相處得很好, 很混熟,
you sort of go along with whatever they're doing.
無論去做乜，你都跟住佢哋去做。
And so it's easy to be pressured to fit in.
所以好多時候你一個壓力，個壓力就話啊，我要係呢堆人去接受我。
And so it's important for us to always keep in mind who are we trying to please in our lives.
所以我哋要成日提醒自己，我今日究竟係要討邊一個嘅喜悦咧？
And so as Paul continues, he helps us to understand.
保罗亦都想我哋继续去明白到嘅系
that we've been given the wonderful privilege of bringing the good news of the gospel to others.
另一样嘢就话我今日一个好特别嘅地方，就系神将呢个嘅传福音呢个嘅使命俾咗我哋。
In Jeremiah 17,
喺呢个耶利米书第十七章。
It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
他说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
The message we have been given to proclaim to the world.
今天我们所被托付的这个的福音，
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的福音，
is not to be distorted or changed.
我们不可以去将它改变或者歪曲了。
We don't change the message.Please, man.
我哋唔可以将个福音嘅信息歪曲咗去讨人嘅喜悦。
We do that at times.
好多时候我都可能做咗。
Because we're afraid that the gospel might offend them.
我可能担心啊，呢个福音会得罪咗其他人。
And so we try to make it change it somewhat so that it be acceptable to man.
咁我会将佢去扭曲少少，转少少令到啲人听落开心啲。
Paul says here very clearly.
但保罗又讲得好清楚
that anyone who does that, let him be accursed.
但呢度佢话个保罗讲清楚，当你咁做嘅时候，你会受到诅咒。
And so we need to be clear of the message that we bring to those around us.
所以我哋当每次将我哋将福音同人哋讲嘅时候，要好小心自己讲得好清楚。
It's not just by our words.
唔係係我哋嘅説話，
係
亦都透過我哋嘅生活。
Are you living your life to please those around you？
你今日過嘅生活係咪討你身邊嘅人嘅喜悦咧
？Are you living it to please God？
抑或你係討神嘅喜悦咧
？What are you doing with your life？
你今日你點樣過你嘅生活咧
？Is it really for God？
係咪真係為到神咧
？So we are live to please God。
我哋要過咁嘅生活。我哋为神去过我哋嘅生活。
Because anything else is temporary.
因为一切其他嘅嘢都系短暂嘅。
When we seek to please man, it only brings a limited satisfaction.
我哋好多时候想去讨人嘅喜悦，可能去到尾即系得到少少嘅回报，令到自己得到满足。
So God is the God who calls.
系神去呼召我哋。
He called us by His sovereign power.
佢用佢嘅主权去呼召我哋。
According to His unchanging will,
去不变嘅佢嘅旨意。
And so the Bible here speaks about the present evil age.
佢讲到吓呢个堕落嘅世代。
And He's speaking about the age now and the age to come.
系今日呢个世代，亦都讲到将来嘅世代。
The age we are living in now is an evil age.
今日我哋身处嘅时代系一个邪恶嘅时代。
Because we're living in a world distorted under the influence of sin and the evil one, Satan.
受到呢个罪，受到呢个撒旦影响，去扭曲晒世界上面好多嘢。
And sometimes we mistakenly just think about the age to come.
好多时候我哋谂下啊，将来嚟嘅世代会系点嘅咧
？When we get to heaven,
我哋啊去到天堂。
But the Bible here speaks of the age to come.As being ushered in by Christ,
佢讲到就话基督会将一个点嘅世代带嚟呢个世界。
And he's basically telling us that two ages overlap.
I'm sorry.
The two ages they overlap.
佢话呢个有两样嘢，两个世代系同埋一齐发生嘅。
The present evil age,
一个就系今日去压迫我哋呢个邪恶嘅世代。
And the age to come,
亦都系将来要嚟嘅世代。
Because Jesus brought the age to come. To us here and now.
耶稣基督将这个将来的替代今日已经为我们带了来。
And so as Christ died on the cross,
当基督在十字架上为我们死的时候，
He ushers in the age to come.
其实他已经将这个将来要来的世代带入我们今日的世界里面。
To free us from the evil age now.
令我们从这个今日邪恶的世代得到释放。
Now as Christians, we're not taken out of the circumstances that we find ourselves in.
咁我哋今日去做基督徒嘅时候，我哋睇到我哋身处嘅环境嘅时候
，we're not removed from this evil age of this world.
唔系话净系从呢个世代里边去啊攞咗出嚟。
But what Christ has done is that He has freed us from the power of sin and death.
而令我哋从呢个罪嘅控制里边去释放出嚟。
To overcome this evil age and to live in the age to come.
去胜过今日呢个世代，而去为到将来嗰个世代而活。
And this language of deliverance and freedom is seen in Acts.
咁呢个就系佢啊为我哋俾到嘅拯救。
In Acts chapter 7.
喺呢个嘅使徒行传嘅第七章。
He says, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their groanings, and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt.
在使徒行传第七章34节，他说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了，他们悲叹的声音我也听见了，我下来要救他们，你来我要差你往埃及去。
As God sends Moses to Egypt,
当神去送摩西去出去的时候，
to lead them out of Egypt into the promised land,
去将当佢嘅百姓从埃及里边去领出入呢个嘅应许之地。
It was a foreshadow of Christ coming to free us from this evil age.
亦都预表咗今日基督将我哋从呢个世代系拯救释放出嚟。
And so Christ frees us from the slavery of sin as the Egyptians were enslaving the Israelites.
又正如好似呢个嘅埃及人。去将这个以色列人变成奴隶，等于神将我们从这个罪的奴仆的身份去释放出来。
And so by his death on the cross, Jesus brings us peace and the now freedom to live in the age to come.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上令我们今天有这个的平安，也都得到这个释放。
So now we are able to live righteously by the word of God.
所以今天我可以透过这个的圣经去过一个公义的生活。
We have no excuse for living in sin.
我们没有这个的藉口去过罪的生活。
Now, we can try to blame others for our sin.
我们可能会怪其他人令我们去犯罪。
But where the blame rightfully belongs is in our hearts.
但很多时候究竟是哪一个人的错呢？
We need to acknowledge that we areCommitting the sins, and we need to seek the grace of Christ.
我哋好多时我要去承认自己喺呢件事上面系有份。
You know those sins that you find yourself committing often, time and time again.
有冇好多时候见到有啲你犯嘅罪系一次又一次你重复咁样做嘅咧
？We need to ask for forgiveness.
我要求神嘅宽恕
，and ask for the strength to overcome that sin.
亦都求神俾我哋有呢个能力去胜过呢一切。
To have the strength actually to put our sin to death.
去有呢个能力将致死我哋嘅罪。
Because our sins need to die a violent death.
我哋嘅罪需要系被捆绑、被致死。
You ever think about killing your sin?
你有冇谂过咩叫做去杀咗你嘅罪咧
？You know Jesus said something very interesting at times.
咁耶稣基督曾经讲过一样好得意嘅嘢。
He says, if your eyes cause you to sin, pluck it out.
佢话如果你嘅眼令到你犯罪嘅时候，将你嘅眼去挖出嚟。
If your hand causes you to sin, chop it off.
佢如果你手令到你犯罪嘅时候，将你手斩咗去。
Now it's really hard if our hearts cause us to sin to pull it out.
咁当然佢咁样做嘅时候好难。
But he says to kill our sin.
佢讲到就话点样将你嘅罪。去致死。
You have to kill it because it keeps on coming back.
因为你的罪是不断地去回来的时候，所以你要去致死你的罪。
You have to keep on, in some words, stabbing it to death until it dies.
所以你一定要将这个罪去致死它。
You ever watch those horror movies?
有没有看过一些恐怖片呢？
You know, they, you see the person come out with the knife, keeps on stabbing that person.
好似唔停咁樣斬斬斬斬斬插插插插插。
I hate watching those things.
我好怕睇嗰啲戲。
I hate to see all that blood.
好怕見到咁多血。
So whenever I see someone coming out with a knife, they're about to stab someone, I basically turn away.
如果見到有人揸把刀要殺人，我即刻熄咗電視。
I don't want to see it.
我唔想睇。
But basically, that's the picture.
呢個就係嗰幅嘅圖畫。
We have to stab it, kill it until it dies.
將呢一樣嘅罪去致死，去殺死佢。
You know, sins like our pride.
或者我哋有嘅罪，好似我哋嘅驕傲。
Our anger.
我哋嘅憤怒。
Our impatience.
我哋嘅冇耐性。
Maybe our unloving hearts.
或者好多時我哋對人冇呢個嘅愛心。
Those sins remarkably have the ability to come back to life.
呢啲罪係一次又一次嘅翻嚟。
It's amazing how it all of a sudden pops up on you.
好多時候會突然之間就會走咗出嚟。
Now, don't wait till it's fully awakened.
唔好等呢樣嘢去弱咗嘅時候。
If you see any signs of life in it,
當你一見到呢樣嘢想翻嚟嘅時候，
don't give it a chance, kill it.
唔好俾呢樣嘢有機會將佢致死。
Don't excuse it.
唔好俾一個藉口。
Don't justify it.
唔好令覺得自己有呢個理由去咁樣做。
You know, don't say, "Well, if that person didn't do that, I wouldn't be."
如果唔係佢，我就唔使搞成咁啦。
Don't give it a chance.
唔好俾機會佢。
Get on your knees.
將佢致死佢。
And pray for the grace to overcome it.
去祈禱有呢個能力去致死佢。
Overcome it and to kill it.
去勝過呢一樣嘢。
Because others will offend you day and night.
呢樣嘢會係一次又一次嘅去得罪你。
Anytime you spend time together, you will be offending each other.
好多時候會令你得罪大家。
That's why husband and wives, they offend each other all day long.
所以好多時候丈夫同太太會有咁嘅問題。
At any hint of an offense,
有任何當你見到呢個罪有呢個嚟嘅時候，
you know, husband, wives, children, parents,
無論係夫婦之間或者父母子女之間，
friends, neighbors,
或者係朋友都好，
pray and ask the Lord for a love that covers a multitude of sins.
係求神俾呢個愛你，因為愛可以遮掩好多嘅罪。
It tells us that in 1 Peter.
喺呢個嘅彼得前書裏邊咁講，
it says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
佢話最要緊的是彼此切實相愛，因為愛能遮掩許多的罪。
It's important for us to love earnestly.
讓我哋需要彼此切實嘅相愛。
Not to give it lip service.
唔係淨係話把口咁講。
To ask God for love that comes deep from within who we are to love others.
我哋講到我哋究竟係邊一個，我點樣樣去愛其他嘅人。
Remember what love is.
咩叫做愛呢？
It tells us in Romans 5.
喺呢個羅馬書嘅第5章裏邊咁講。
God showed us His love that while we were yet sinners, He sent His Son to die for us.
佢話當我哋仲係做罪人嘅時候，神將佢愛子耶穌基督嚟到。 去為我哋去死。
That you would love others, that means you're willing to put away your own desires for the sake of the other person.
當你愛一個人嘅時候，你將你自己嘅私心將佢去攞走。
Now there's a very important aspect about God that we often overlook.
好多時候有一樣係好多時候我哋輕看咗一件事。
That He called us according to His will to be His servant.
我哋係被神去呼召。
Paul was called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
咁正如好似呢個保羅被呼召專向外邦人傳福音。
And we as Christians, followers of God,
我作為基督徒去跟隨神，
are called to be His servants to give witness of the grace of God.
我哋被呼召去做神嘅仆人，去見證佢嘅恩典。
Now this is the very purpose by which why we were called.
呢個就係我哋被呼召最基本嘅原因。
It's a purpose we often confuse or lose sight of.
好多時係一個嘅目的，好多時候我哋好睇唔清楚，亦都係混亂咗。
And we've confused this primary purpose with with some other secondary purposes.
很多時候我們將我們本來這個被造最起初最基本的目的和其他的目的去混淆了。
For example,
例如,
For our concerns for our loved ones.
很多時候我們會關心去擔心我們愛的人。
And we focus on trying to save that person.
去想去救那個人。
Now we might say we know that only God saves.
我知道當然是唯有神才去拯救人。
Only God can change the heart from a stone to a flesh.
是唯有神可以將一個石的心變成肉做的心。
But somehow,
但是有時,
we lose sight of why we want to see that person saved.
但很多時候我們看不到為什麼我們想這個人去信主呢?
Sure, we care about them, we love them.
我們關心他, 愛他。
But very often that's where it ends.
但很多時候就是這樣了。
God saved us to be a servant for His glory.
但祂救我們是為了祂的榮耀的好處。
So when we preach the good news of Jesus Christ,
當我們將神的福音去傳講的時候,
so that we would see the Spirit of God at work,
我們看到神的聖靈在工作,
that as we proclaim God's word, the Spirit will be active in it.
當我們這樣做的時候, 聖靈就在作工,
and that He would call those we have called from all eternity to Himself.
祂從這個在永恆裡面去呼召那個人。
See, when we do that, God is glorified.
當我們這樣做的時候, 神的名就得到高舉。
God's glory doesn't depend on whether or not that person believes or not.
祂的榮耀不是在乎於那個人得不得救。
It depends on the fact that we are faithful in obeying His command for us.
而是在乎於究竟我有沒有憑信去完全地跟隨神呢?
And it is an exhibit, therefore, of our obedience and love of Christ.
是在乎於我們對神的愛,對神的服從。
You see what Christ told us?
神叫我們做什麼呢?
It says in John 14.
是這個叫約翰福音的14章。
It says, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
他說你若愛我,就必遵守我的命令。
Love keeps God's commands.
我們去愛神,我會遵守神的命令。
And so our fulfillment of God's command is showing our love for Him.
當我們去跟隨神,做到我們神要我們做的事的時候,我們就將榮耀給他。
The command was in Mark, we see Mark chapter 12.
在這個馬可福音12章裡面,我們看得更加清楚。
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength.
他說你要盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力愛主你的神。
Now, our being servants of God is more than just giving witness for Christ.
我們對神的服從不只是說去為基督去作見證。
And we give witness when we come together like today to worship together.
正如今天當我們一起來到主的聖殿去敬拜祂的時候,
we're obeying God to come together to worship Him.
我們一起來到敬拜祂, 亦都是對神一個服從。
In Hebrews, it tells us in Hebrews chapter 10.
在希伯來書第10章,他這樣說,
not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all that more that you see the day drawing near.
你們不可停止聚會,好像那些停止慣了的人,都要彼此勸勉,既知道那日子臨近,也更當如此。
This is about entering the sanctuary of the Lord to worship Him.
我們講到就說要進入主的聖殿去敬拜祂。
God's people is called to come together to worship.
神的子民被呼召是一起來到去敬拜祂。
Now there's parts of the world where you can't come together to worship God.
可能世界上有些地方有些人可不可以一起去聚會。
Because the government persecutes and prohibits it.
那些被到這個逼迫的人。
And so they have to worship quietly and secretly.
所以他們只可以默默、很寧靜地去敬拜神。
But in this country,
在我們的國家裡面,
we have this wonderful privilege,
我們有這個機會,
to worship freely,
可以自由地去敬拜。
We need to learn how to take advantage of it.
我們應該曉得去把握這個機會。
Not to make all kinds of excuses when not to come to worship.
不要做 作任何嘅藉口，點解唔嚟去敬拜神
？What are some excuses that we end up using when we don't feel like coming to worship？
好多時候我係用啲咩藉口咧
？Anybody ever say, "Oh, I have friends or relatives coming over and they want to go have dim sum"？
哦，我就親戚朋友嚟探我哋，我要出去飲茶。
Or maybe you know you're tired and inconvenient. You says,
今日好攰。
I had to get up for worship at 10 o'clock.
哇，十點鐘喎，真係好早喎。
That means I have to start waking up at 8 o'clock.
十點鐘嚟聚會，八點就要起身準備啦。
Maybe 7 o'clock.
哇，甚至可能要七點咧。
I had a long night.
哦，琴晚好搞到好夜。
I'll just stay home.
咁我喺屋企啦。
Maybe I'll find a worship closer by.
隔幾條街有冇教會可以去？
I'm going on vacation.
我要去旅行啦。
It's too much trouble, inconvenient to look for a place to worship.
去旅行好難揾教會噶。
We find all kinds of excuses.
好多時候我哋揾豬般嘅藉口。
But worshiping God is important because He commands us to do so.
敬拜神係神所俾我哋一個嘅命令。
Now that's only one way of glorifying God.
有一種嘅方法去敬去榮耀神
，is part of fulfilling His purpose for us。
係嚟將我哋對神對我哋嘅目的去顯示出嚟。
But Jesus, as we see, is all about glorifying God and His kingdom。
耶穌基督經常去做嘅就係將神嘅名去高舉。
The glory of God is tied in with the kingdom of God。
神嘅荣耀同佢嘅国嘅荣耀系相关嘅，好多时系咁样开始。
So it's glorifying God is not just about believers going to proclaim the wonderful name of Jesus Christ。
唔系净系话将神嘅名去高举咁简单。
It's about doing the will of God to advance God's kingdom。
去做神叫你做嘅嘢，将神嘅国去将佢扩张。
Jesus in John chapter 6 says, "I have come down from heaven."Not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me.
喺约翰福音第六章三十八节，佢话：因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是被按那差我来者的意思行。
And Jesus coming to this world was the coming of the kingdom of God.
耶稣嘅嚟到就即系等于神嘅国度嘅降临。
So as believers, it is our purpose to advance the kingdom of God.
所以我哋作为神嘅跟随嘅人，我要将神嘅国度去扩张，就系造成我达成我哋嘅目的。
It's not about pleasing ourselves, our own glory.
唔系为到我哋嘅荣耀。
In other words, it's not about our own kingdom.
亦都唔系讲我哋嘅王国
，which is nothing.
系我哋要嘅嘢，同神比系冇所比嘅。
No, we're not to worry about how well I establish myself.
唔係講到話我點樣樣為我自己建立我嘅將來。
It is not even about how well you do as covenant of grace。
唔係淨係話到你喺恩約堂，你今日會做得幾好。
The purpose of covenant church planting covenant of grace。
恩約堂點解當日要去植堂？植出呢個恩約堂出嚟咧
？Was to advance the kingdom of God。
係將神嘅國度去將佢去擴張。
It wasn't about covenant church getting bigger。
唔係話聖約堂要大啲。
But it was about bringing the kingdom of God to a different part of this city。
係將呢個神嘅國度佢嘅福音帶到去喺呢個城市唔同嘅角落。
And the vision, the purpose was so that together we could accomplish more for God's kingdom。
所以我哋可以一齊將神嘅國。係將佢擴張。
Now, yes, we are relatively small.
可能你哋係仲係好細。
We're not one of those mega churches.
唔係一個嗰啲大型嘅教會。
We don't have thousands in our midst.
唔係嗰啲千人嘅教會。
But together.
但係我哋當係一齊嘅時候
，pulling our resources.
我哋將我哋嘅資源去拎出嚟嘅時候
，we can do much more than we can do separately.
我哋可以一齊去做更加多嘅嘢。
So it's not about how big covenant church may grow.
唔係在乎於聖約堂會變成幾大。
It's about how big covenant of grace can grow.
亦都唔係話在乎於恩約堂會變得幾大。
And it's good to see you increasing with new people I haven't seen before.
可以我哋可以一齊啊，可以去見到更加多唔同嘅人。
But it's about how can we, as the people of God, no matter where we are.
無論我哋係邊一個都好啊，當我哋係神嘅子民嘅時候。
How we can best grow to maturity those who are in our midst.
可以點樣將我哋大家一齊喺基督裏邊繼續嘅成長
？To mature the body of Christ for the kingdom of God.
我哋可以滿有基督長成嘅身量。
How are we to work together?
我哋點樣可以一齊嘅去同工咧
？Utilizing everything God has given to us.
將神所俾我哋嘅一切嘅嘢，我哋都擺出嚟。
That what He has given us gifts by His grace.
就係憑住神嘅恩典所俾我哋嘅。
Carry out the will of God for His glory.
將神嘅旨意去帶出嚟。
I know you guys are going to be celebrating your 17th anniversary soon.
咁我知你就嚟會慶祝你嘅十七週年。
In June.
喺六月。
And we are pleased. We thank God for that.
我亦都為到你去感謝神。
Because I see the faithfulness of God in your lives.
亦都睇到神嘅信實。
It is something that we would like to rejoice with you.
我亦都去為到你一齊去高興。
Because together we share the bond of Christ.
因為我哋喺基督嘅身體裏邊、肢體裏邊，我哋係一齊嘅。
You're not alone.
你唔係孤單。
We are your brothers and sisters.
我哋都係你主裏邊嘅弟兄姊妹。
And we together can do so much more.
我哋可以一齊嘅去做多啲。
So I hope we would take those opportunities.
我哋可以把握呢啲嘅機會。
You know, in Romans chapter 8 it says.
喺羅馬書嘅第八章廿八節咁講。
We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Called according to His purpose.
神呼召我哋去为到佢嘅目的。
Not our purpose.
唔系我哋嘅目的。
We are a chosen race.
我哋系被拣选嘅族类。
A royal priesthood.
系君尊嘅祭司。
A holy nation.
系圣洁嘅国度。
A people for His own possession.
是属神的子民
that we might proclaim His excellencies of Him who called us.
是叫我们可以宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
God expects us to strive to accomplish His purpose.
神呼召我们去尽力的去传祂的福音。
That we don't do it by our own strength.
不是靠着我们的能力。
It is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠住神嘅呢个圣灵嘅能力。
That lives in each believer's heart.
系呢一样嘢喺每一个信徒嘅心里边。
And that same power that raised Jesus from the grave.
系同样系呢个能力，系将基督从呢个坟墓里边去复活过嚟。
It's the power that we have that helps us overcome all the obstacles.
系能够呢个
in this world.
能力系将呢个世界上面嘅困难去胜过咗。
This evil age that we are in.
这个是我们今天所住的邪恶的世代。
So the work of evangelizing is not just to speak to our neighbors.
不只是说去跟你的邻居去讲几句就是一个传福音。
But it was for us to take every measure for us to nurture the body of Christ.
也都去帮助这个基督的肢体去培育他去成长。
To see how we help each other, each member grow.
帮每一个人去成长。
Not by our own devices and strength, but by the power of the Spirit.
是靠着这个圣灵的能力，不是靠着我们自己个人的能力。
So let's make sure we are advancing the kingdom of God.
让我们都是一起的，将神的角度去帮他扩张。
And not our own kingdom, our own fiefdom.
不是为我们自己建立我们的王国。
And you know, as a church, there's so much to do.
在这个教会里面其实可以做的事是几多很多。
And I hope that you are taking advantage of the opportunities God has given to you.
可以把握这个机会。
And a good way for you to approach this call by God.
一个点样系一个好嘅方法去被神呼召咧
？Is for you to stand before God.
系你企喺神嘅面前。
And ask yourselves.
去问你自己。
As you stand before Him.
当你企喺神嘅面前。
For you to count all the things that you're doing from the Lord.
去数下究竟你去为神做紧啲咩嘢咧
？As you stand before God.
去企喺神嘅面前。
It is important for us.
对我哋嚟讲好重要。
As people of God,
作为神嘅子民
，to keep focused,
去将你嘅注目
on God's kingdom,
放喺神嘅王国嘅
so that
国里边。
At the end of the day,
可以好使好使你。
That when we come before Christ,
当我哋系去到一日企喺神嘅面前
，He would say,
佢会话
，Well done, good and faithful servant.
佢話：你係一個有良善、有忠心嘅仆人。
That's what we need to hear，
係我哋需要聽到嘅。
Don't wait for that day，
唔係淨係去等到嗰一日。
Each day as you live for Christ，
每一日我都去為主而活。
And you stand before Him each day and say and hear Him say， good and faithful servant。
我哋可唔可以每一日都企喺主嘅面前？神同我哋讲，你系有良善又忠心嘅仆人呢
？If we would be able to do that，
我哋可以咁样做
，we would see God's kingdom
去
advancing，
去将神嘅国度去将佢扩张。
That is God's purpose for us。
呢个系神对我哋每一个人嘅目的。
So hopefully，
好似我哋。
You guys would extend your 70th anniversary invitation to Covenant Church.
希望你将你教会嘅十七周年纪念嘅邀请卡送嚟圣约堂。
Because we love to be part of it.
我哋好希望能够同你一齐去庆祝。
To give praise to God for what He's doing here.
去为到神喺你身上所做嘅，我哋去荣耀佢。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲阿父
as we stand now before you,
当我企喺你嘅面前
Lord, help us by your Spirit,
求你嘅灵去帮助我哋
as we would count the ways we are serving you,
去数算我哋点样样去服侍你
things that we are doing for your kingdom,
去为到你嘅国度所作嘅事
we ask, O Lord.
主啊
，that we would hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
我哋期待可以听到你话，我哋系你良善又忠心嘅仆人。
We pray this in the wonderful, precious name of Christ.
我哋奉主耶稣基督名求。